afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, a comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I am Pat Francis.
Still Gary Lucy over here.
I'm, as always, Matt Belknap.
Nice.
And on the morning that we are recording this, on the day we're recording this, it is Murray Valeriano's birthday, so happy birthday,
happy
Murray.
Happy birthday, Murray. Big friend of the show. Great podcast called Road Stories.
Yep. He's been a guest on here. And one of the reasons I also bring that up is that on the And The episode, Something in the Somethings, I made a mistake.
Ooh, what?
And Murray pointed it out to me.
Oh.
It is, in fact, not Bill Haley and the Comets.
Oh.
It is actually Bill Haley and his Comets.
Really?
Yes. And when Murray texted me that, I, of course, immediately, well, that cannot be right. So I went to the source of everything, Wikipedia.
Sure.
And yeah, it is. It's
Bill Haley. Never heard that in my life.
It's Bill Haley and his Comets.
Wow.
So thank you, Murray, for pointing that out. I am not afraid to admit when I'm wrong.
He has that, Bill Haley has that comma of hair on his forehead. Are you sure it's not in the commas?
In the commas, maybe.
Maybe. That would be good.
That's a spit curl. That's what Judy Gold actually took her spit curl from him.
Oh, is that right?
That may not be true at all.
I'm usually pretty punchy when we record, but today extra punchy.
Why is that?
I finally started that CPAP sleeping therapy with the machine.
Oh wow!
Is it the full face one, or is it just the one that goes in your nose?
Total Hannibal Lecter thing. And my respiratory therapist, last time I had the tragic Armenian guy, this time I had, I swear he was like a extra from The Sopranos, looked like Big Pussy and everything, talk like him. Is it like you may experience some short-term memory loss.
Oh, no.
Everything he said sounded like a threat. Like, it'd be a shame if you didn't change the filter. Everyone's differently. Yeah. Things like that. But I guess your brain's not used to that much oxygen. And, like, we've all had that thing where you walk into a room, like, why did I come in here? And just all the time now.
So how long have you been doing it?
Just 2 days. So I guess you get used to it. He says 6 to 9 months.
Has your sleep been better for 2 days?
I'm still not. You're like, oh, there's a alien on my face. It's still a little bit like that. So
How do you sleep? Stop with the questions. I have one.
But is it?
Let me talk.
Let me. But.
Do you sleep on your back normally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
you can kind of go on the side a little bit.
Because it seems like it would not be, if you were a side or even stomach sleeper, that would not be good at all.
But
at least you have that going for you.
At least I got that going. But it's supposed to really improve, so I'm going to stick with it.
Is it noisy enough to where your spouse is annoyed by the noise?
I'm not sure, but she loves to watch TV at night. So it's like payback time. Cause I like
it. do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Matt, do you have a TV in your bedroom?
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Some people don't have a TV in their bedroom.
Matt's all business in the bedroom.
That's right.
He's not
and I get it.
What do they all say on Cribs? God, I know I'm the one with
where the magic happens.
That's where the magic happens.
Yeah, exactly. We have so many great songs.
So
to
I
play
have
today.
A, I have a top hat and a bunny rabbit wand. I have a box that I saw my wife in half.
Yeah, I'll say you do.
And of course, you do that trick where you pull something out of your pants.
It's like multicolored ribbons.
It just keeps going.
Oh, the great Flydini stole a lot of tricks from you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gary said we had Gary emailed me and he said, you know what? John Waite was so great, but we didn't play any baby songs, really. And
the audience is like, wait a minute. You've had one episode since that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's because we record a couple in a row.
Yeah. So they know that. But so Gary wanted to start out this episode with letting you guys in on a little baby's magic.
Just a little baby's magic. Did you have one you wanted to do? Or are you?
Yeah, this is from the first album. And it's called, it might be the lead off track. I'm not sure or not. But this is probably the first time you ever heard the Babies. And this is called If You Got the Time.
Oh, excellent. I guys.
Actually, the second song on the first album, and that was written solely by Mr. John Wayne.
So cool. I'm going to go with the title track of Head First, and many reasons I love the song. One of them is... I've talked about this before, how there's like in our culture, we have a lot of stuff about breaking up, a lot about stuff about getting back together or falling in love. Very little about that we can model about successful relationships, like the middle of love.
Right.
And this is one of those songs, and it just, it's so cool. It's Head First. Here's the other thing that's great about that song. First verse there. The first time that I saw you, you were down and out. Second verse. Second time that I saw you, you had really improved. And yes. You expected to carry on like, the third time I saw you, you were slightly dyspeptic or something. But you, by the fourth time. But it doesn't go like that. But anyway, so that was
very
was,
nice.
That
that's was, a great tune.
He is, he's the real deal. He's a damn rock star. Yeah,
he still plays that live too. And nice. I'm going to go. My next one is the title track from the second Babies album. And this is called Broken Heart.
By the way, Gary brought one baby song. Pat brought...
I thought we were going to play a couple.
Sorry. You brought seven.
Oh. Okay, well, we'll play a couple more, and then we'll get on with it.
Okay, good, because I got a couple of newies to pick.
Oh, okay, cool.
Pick your favorites, Pat.
I will. And then, so we got four more. No. let's hear a little of one of their two top 20 hits. This is Every Time I Think of You.
Oh, yeah.
People say a love like ours will surely pass. But I know a love like ours will last and last.
Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, I just saw that movie, 20 Feet from Stardom, about backup singers.
And, oh, cool.
I was wondering, do you know who that backup singer is on there?
I can find out. I think they're credited as the Babettes.
Oh, the Babettes.
Weird. But yeah, I can tell you who that is. I don't know her name. Here we go.
There's this great sequence about Mary Clayton getting the call in the middle of the night. Like, there's this band, the Rolling Stones or something. They want you to come sing on this Gimme Shelter thing and just... Then they isolate the track of her just killing it.
Oh, that's great.
And then the interview Mick and, you know, his jaw hanging open and stuff. It's just great.
This says...
I saw the movie. It's got like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's good.
Yo, it's fantastic. Cool. Yeah, it's really fun.
This just says my background vocalists, Marty McCall, Myrna Matthews, and Diana Lee.
All right.
And if we could just indulge me one more second. Yeah. Let's just end with a little bit of more of a rocker. If we could hear Turn and Walk Away from the Last Babies album.
I still believe I'm right.
Nice.
And that's it for me.
Get yourself that Babies anthology with the bronze booties on the front.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
If you want a nice introduction, that's perfect.
You mean children's shoes, not actual
bronze. Yeah, bronze booties.
It's actually a pair of, like, remember the high-top leather Nikes?
Yeah.
It's a pair of those that are bronze. It's pretty cool.
I wish it was somebody's booty. But
they weren't that kind of band.
I don't understand why, like rock nerds and, like, power pop geeks and stuff, they like, worship a guy like Eric Carmen the Raspberry and stuff. John Waite seems like he's had a very similar career, but I don't know why the Babies don't get that much respect from the snobs.
I don't either, because if you like that stuff, you pick these Babies albums up, your head
will
explode.
It's amazing. You know what I think? Because I think they say power pop's the music of losers, and and like, you know, oh, I want to be with you so bad, but John Waite's kind of a winner, and I think anyway, I want to do a couple songs I just keep playing on repeat lately, a couple of LA bands, so check these out. The first one is a Sister Act. We're going to skip Travis. Travis, but we're going to Sister Act called Haim, H-A-I-M, and this is their new single called The Wire. Somebody's gonna hurt someone.
You
know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do, and it's it. It's the most important part that relationships will go through, and I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, and not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind rebel. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. Tried out and to beg it, but I fumbled. And when I came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right.
Once again, I probably could have done a tighter job of cueing that. Sorry. But that's fun. Yeah, that album's going to be hot.
I like that a lot.
Haim. That's coming out in September. And this one came out back
right
in...
Right in time for Shabbat.
Yeah, right in time for Shabbat. This came out in April, and I kind of ignored it, but maybe start this about one minute-ish. And it's kind of a country rockish band from L.A. called Dawes. And this is Most People.
Yeah, she likes to see herself.
This kind of reminds me of another song from that same Eagles album, In the City. You'll hear
that.
Doesn't disagree out loud and falls in love with every man she cannot help. And she thinks most people don't talk enough about how lucky they are. Most people don't know what it takes for me to get through the day. Same way.
I love that little harmonic. So that concludes my new business.
Jimmy Pardo, a big fan of the Dawes.
Oh, is that a fact?
True.
Yeah, I think Jackson Browne produced one of those too.
You don't say.
Yeah, Matt, big fan.
Yeah,
big fan. Not a big fan. Do you have any more new business?
I got no new business.
And maybe it's time to move on to this week's sponsor. Imagine the scene: we're at a party that's not going well. You can hear the clock ticking.
Hey, y'all, I got a great new album in the mail today.
It's on.
Onyx Communications and Hey Love Productions proud to present Hey Love, the classic sounds of sexy soul. The moments. The stylistics. The incomparable Delphonics, and much, much more. You get 40 of the greatest soul ballads ever recorded.
Between love, you stay.
Not sold in any store, this exclusive TV offer is available only here, only now. Write this toll-free number down and call now to order this timeless soul treasure taken from original masters. The Shy Lights. Barbara Mason. The immortal Linda Jones. And 20 more unforgettable soul classics.
Going in circles.
Remember, this limited offer is not available in any store. Operators are standing by. Only for the sounds of Sexy Soul Getaway.
This is a fantastic album, man. Let me borrow it.
No, my brother. You got to buy your own.
To order your copy of this plus collection, have your credit card ready.
That's where that comes from, if you've ever heard that.
That guy has... How did the guy get the job? Because he has quite a lisp. Did you notice that?
Yeah. By the way, that party went from boring to totally snoozy. It's like, yeah, let's liven up this party with slow jams.
Well, then there's a lot of slow dancing in the song. There's a lot of grinding. As much as you can show in the early
weird party.
And just to correct myself, Jackson Browne did not produce an album by Dawes, but he did play with them at Occupy Wall Street.
There we go. That's what you were thinking of.
There you go. I'm very political.
So this week's topic is a crazy one. It's one of the shows we like to do periodically based on time.
Time. The second time we've done this topic.
Yeah. The second time we did it, it made even less sense. But why did you pick 4 minutes and 12 seconds? Was it just arbitrarily?
Totally random. Just off the top of my head, I'm like, 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
It's a fun thing to do. You go to your iTunes, you click the time heading at the top, and it arranges all your songs in order of length.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see like what songs are the same length. And it creates like an interesting group. And that's a great way to make playlists if you don't want to like go through and pick things your own self. And you think, oh, look at those two songs together. So hopefully we'll get that great juxtaposition going back and forth. And
and we've used that time button before when we did short songs, when we did long songs. Yes. So, so we just pull out.
What did we do last time? 323 or
347.
347.
You guys should make an instructional DVD on like how to get the most out of iTunes. You guys have a lot of pro tips that are dropping on the audience.
The window. New iTunes.
Yeah. Step one, uninstall iTunes 11.
Exactly.
Yeah, just at least some short YouTube videos. Like yesterday, I the maintenance light came on in my Matrix, which just means that the oil needs change. But so I went to YouTube and there's a guy, hi, I'm Buzz Johnson. I'm going to show you how to reset your maintenance button on your 2005 Matrix.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And it's like you mess around with the key kind of.
Well, this one was like you turn the key on and then you push the trip and hold it till it five lines come up. Then you turn the car off. Then you start it again. It's crazy.
Oh, look at it. Yeah. Cause that's like a $85 thing. If you go in like my lights on it, but you know,
well, it's $85. And then if we blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, anyway. 4 minutes 12 seconds, Gary.
Do you want me to kick this party off?
Yes.
All right. This is going to go with from Bell and Sebastian's great Dear Catastrophe Waitress album. This is a song about she on he inter-office romance that may not be quite welcome or anything, but it's called Step Into My Office, Baby.
All right.
A lot of fruit and rock these days. I like that.
She called me up today. Meet me down at the old cafe. I jumped into the shower. Chance of overtime. Say my place at 9.
That's not right. Go to human resources with that. 412.
Well, is that brand new?
That's from 2006, I think.
New. Newer than songs I'll play.
It's new to you.
Yeah.
if you've never heard it, it's new to you. Hey, this song could cover, this could touch on a lot of past topics we did. It could be in soundtracks. It could be in actors who sing. And this is, these are some guys from Joliet, Illinois.
Oh.
And
Blues Brothers?
Illinois. This is Blues Brothers.
Nice.
This is She Caught the Katie.
Oh.
Katie left me a mule to ride. Baby called Katie, left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out, I swung on behind. Crazy about a hard-headed woman of mine.
Is that Aykroyd on harmonica?
Probably, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. That sounds pretty
no,
good.
I'm sorry. It's Elwood Blues.
I'm sorry, Elwood Blues.
yeah, Belushi had a nice timbre to his voice.
Sure.
Same voice.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that band they have.
Yeah, great band.
Here's another like kind of movie band, and I forget what their name was in the movie, but it's Grand Lee Buffalo from L.A., and he's probably a gettable guest for us. We should try to get him.
I'm sure he would be. Yeah.
He has a podcast, right?
He stopped doing it, but it was really good. He was like, it was
kind of biting our thing, right?
I know.
Kind of a music podcast.
Yeah. Well, that's good. He's familiar with podcasts.
So we don't have to explain that.
Right.
What? This is going to be on the radio? But this is from the movie Velvet Goldmine. And this is it's kind of a pastiche of like early 70s glam. And this is called The Whole Shebang. And stick with it because it starts slow, but then it peps up.
Darling, you can't live your life singing songs in exile. You were born for Scotland's crown. Enough with self-denial. So don't you close the door on fate when she comes to call and tell her that you're John O'Day at the masquerade's ball. Funny how some people never love. Take the whole shebang. Oh, nothing, anything. Ecstasy's the birthright of our gang. We'll take the whole shebang. Free your heart of guilt and shame. Come and claim what's yours. Whole shebang.
Whole shebang.
They sound British. Are they British?
No, no, they're from England. From my
they're from England.
They're from England. No, from Inglewood. No, from Los Angeles.
It sounds British.
They're supposed to sound British.
All right. Well, they did it.
They did it.
all right. What happens if you take a guy from Night Ranger?
Yes.
And you throw him in a room with a guy from...
I'm sorry. I just slipped into a coma.
you throw him in a room with a guy from Styx.
Sure.
Now, most people would think one of them will eat the other one. But that's not what happened.
Two rockers enter.
These guys did an album together called Shaw Blades.
Nice.
1995 acoustic-based. Drummer on this album was Steve Smith from Journey. So lots of things in this album.
That's two-thirds of Damn Yankees, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's two-thirds of Damn Yankees.
Do you guys know where I should go to get my Shaw Blades without sharpened?
You're talking about a saw blade? Because this is Shaw Blades.
Oh, wow.
But Shaw Blade sharpened.
This song is
some folks call it a slash Shaw Blade.
This song is called I have two starting points. We're going to start at 027, then we'll jump to 156 because I want you to be able to hear Tommy and Jack sing. But this is called coming in at 4 minutes and 12 seconds. I'll always be with you.
Mm-hmm. Morning brings another day. The sun is shining across the bay, and I've come to be with you. I'll always be with you. I'll always be with you.
And now if you want to jump to 156, we'll hear Tommy.
That was not what I expected it to sound
like,
by the way.
Yeah, that sounded kind of
good. Yeah, it's a really great album. I just wanted to hear both.
That sounded
singers.
Cool, man. I was.
It's a pretty cool album, and
I was prejudging that, and I was wrong.
It didn't sound like Night Ranger or Styx.
No, it doesn't. It's very much acoustic based. Like I said, they also had a second album called Influence. That's an all covers album, which is equally as good as this. So there you go. Actually, I think better than Styx and Night Ranger.
Tommy shows up on one of those Bravo shows, one of the Real Housewife shows. I forget what it is.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's like, he's married to one of those broads.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I didn't know that. I have to look that up.
Here is a song that has kicked off many a dance party at my house, and it's one of my favorite groups, the New Pornographers. It's never too early to get the kids involved in pornography. And it is called Mutiny, I Promise You. that song has the cutest video of all time with stars Kristen Schaal and I think Billy Eichner and the band, and we'll have Jason post it on our Rock Solid blog. What's that called?
RockSolidPodcast.com is how to find it. Yeah. It's the Rock Solid Guide.
Rock Solid Guide.
Created by Jason Wilcox.
Yeah.
I think some other listeners and fans are going to be helping him with that. I don't know their names yet, but...
it's going to be great.
There's a donation button on there. don't like
what,
that.
What you
like
got?
I went deep Rolling Stones album cut from 1974 from the album It's Only Rock and Roll. Great song that you've probably never heard called Dance Little Sister.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. They can just dash those off in their sleep, I guess.
I know. It's crazy.
So great.
Rolling Stones. Where are they? What happened?
By the way, so far, before Gary even plays this, I'm going to say this is the most Gary Lucy playlist I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Just the Bell and Sebastian, Grantley Buffalo, New Pornographers. This isn't the Decemberists, but it's pretty close.
It's pretty close.
And this is it Guiding by Voices?
It's closer. It's the Hold Steady. And this is probably the Hold Steadiest song of all Hold Steady songs. And it's called Stuck Between Stations.
When I think that South Paradise was right, boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together, sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight, crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleeping late. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian.
Damn good dancer, not that great of a
That's
girlfriend.
Really great.
Isn't that cool?
Who does that guy sound like? He has a little bit of a Graham Parker voice.
Yeah, a little bit of Springsteen.
A little bit of Springsteen, a little bit of Southside Johnny.
Yeah.
That's great song.
Oh, glad you love it. Yeah, they're from Minneapolis area and kind of by way of New York, and that's the album Boys and Girls in America.
Or as my mom said last week when I was in Pennsylvania, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, yes. Yeah.
My mom also pulled out Would You Like a Zero Coke? And she also told me, hey, I got those Cheerios you like, the ones with nuts. Oh, you mean Honey Nut Cheerios? Yes. So, my, God, my mom.
She's the best.
God bless her.
What does she call, what does she call the hot beverage with chocolate in it?
Coca.
Coca. Nice.
Coca. My mom's grasp of the English language is, how can I put it? It's as if she was homeschooled by Jodie Foster's Nell. That's how bad it gets.
A lot of tay in the way in your house.
Unbelievable. Oh, boy.
Tay in the way.
Hey, my next song is by arguably one of the biggest bands in the world, right? Okay. It's got to be. And for some reason, their last album,
it's the Decemberists.
Nice. Their last album, I feel like it wasn't like accepted that well.
Yeah.
People just seem to, but I love it. I think it's
a
great album.
Because they've had their ups and downs. I think they just were, it was time for a down. In the public's mind. And so people were just like, I'm not going to listen to this.
Yeah. I mean, the album that came out before this was number one in every country.
Yeah.
And this one was close, but it just didn't take off like the other albums. But this is U2. This is the title track from No Line on the Horizon, and let's drop it in about 25 seconds.
Oh,
It certainly didn't stop them from touring.
Yeah, we saw them at the Rose Bowl on this
yes, we did.
Tour, and they played that song.
Yeah, 90,000 people.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
It was, yeah. That song doesn't really grab me when I just hear it. But I remember live, it's very powerful.
Right. And if there would have been another one at 4 minutes, 12 seconds, I would have played it.
Obviously.
They working on something new, you imagine?
Yeah, I think they have an album coming out this year. I mean, this was 2009, so it's time.
It's about 10. They're due.
I would love it if they now, since they've gone as big as they can do with these tours, I would love if they would like come to like and play like places like the Wiltern for like 4 nights in a row like that. Do that, people.
Yeah. And also kind of do what REM did, kind of go back to that kind of the earliest sound.
Yeah. Back to the roots.
Back to the roots. Here is a very interesting group out of Omaha called Tilly and the Wall. And if you would put this at about 245 or 248, something like that. Great gimmick with them is there's a lot of people that have like percussionists.
Okay.
A lot of groups have percussionists. A lot of groups that have dancers who don't really sing, like Tappy Mondays and stuff like that. They have a tap dancer in the band who's also kind of a percussionist with her feet. And so this is a song, this is a great tune called Lost Girls on Rock Solid. Lost start, tap dancing.
It must be incredibly boring for the tap dancer just to do the same thing over and over again for 4 minutes.
I mean, is there tapping on every song?
There's a fair amount of tapping.
Maybe Jesus.
Shuffling off the buffalo.
So when they're writing songs, she's always like, okay, there's got to be some room for the tapping.
What if I do this?
How about a little something? Yes, that's what you do every time. We've built that into everything. Just whatever we do the song, and then you come in and do that.
Yes,
same
yes. Rip. He'll step toe.
Ball change.
My next song is from 1976.
Yes,
this is by a band from Boston.
You sound a little. You sound like you got something. In your throat. Are you coming down with something?
No, I'm totally fine.
You sound no. I mean, seriously.
No, I'm Wolfman Pat.
I'm just going to say, you sound sick as a dog.
No. See, when Aerosmith is hitting it, they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That's great first wave.
I mean, this is that 70s sound that was promised on Songs from Another Dimension that did not happen in the least, not even close.
Well, there's no way Steven Tyler can sound like that. Like, he sounds like he's 13 years old on this
song. He does.
It's so crazy, like, compared to what he sounds like now.
I know.
It's like, hey, guys, you ready to record a song? Here we go.
Let me tell you, that's how Steven Tyler and Boston
mix it up a little bit more. It's like his voice is still as high, but it's all great. Like, it's just been like run over 50,000 times.
I know. It's almost, he's more subdued back then than he is now. Yeah. Now he's like jumping off the wall like a crazy heroin filled monkey.
Because he's trying to compensate for the fact that he's like 70.
I know, exactly.
A friend of mine who's from Boston went to a club gig around this time, and and the band, they were calling themselves the Sick Dogs, or maybe it was even the Sick as a Dogs. And they came out and in like full surgical scrubs with masks and everything like that, and they started going, nah, 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 and like, and then the guy pulls off his mask and he's like, that's Stevie Tyler. He was like, it was they were playing a little secret gig there with the,
and then Steven Tyler took his mask and tied it on the mic stand.
Yeah, exactly. Pat, you know what I always say. It ain't no fun unless the callers get some. So let's go to the phones.
Hi, this is Benjamin from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. For 4 minute and 12 minute sound, 4 minute and 12 second songs, I recommend "Hell of a Year" by Sage Francis from the album Human Death Dance, and started at 9 seconds.
Oh, we're starting that. Bye. Shit. We're starting that shit at the beginning. Calgary. We got to hear that beat.
The weird thing is, it says it's 4 minutes and 25 here.
That's not his fault. It is 412, but I accidentally bought the wrong song on eMusic. Yeah. But it was 412 on eMusic, and I ran out of credits, so I had to do it on YouTube download, and now I should probably stop talking.
Yeah. This is what's the statute of limitations on that?
I step quietly the way the cats move, but I'm bear-like, my head trapped in derelicts. You could call me John, I'm writing letters to the dark side of the moon tonight. My lovely Jane, you went away, but the pain stayed. I'm sending you a package to the address where you traded names. Made no claims of the identity theft. More concerned about the home with no amenities left. It's already a mess, the dust piles like your junk mail. So I eat away depression and crush the scale.
Have you heard this dude, Sage Francis?
No.
Huge catalog. I think he seems kind of like a more lucid Insane Clown Posse or something like that. He kind of has that sort of, I think.
He's my cousin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Sage Francis.
Sage Francis is my cousin.
Nice. Oh, I didn't know that. And yeah. We got one more. Ooh, ladies. The ladies are calling. Beep.
Hi, guys. This is Wendy from San Diego. I'm just calling my 4 minute and 12 second song. Out of all the ones I have on my iTunes list, my favorite would have to be a little old school, at least from my childhood anyways, which would be LL Cool J's Going Back to Cali.
Hell yeah.
I hope you guys are having a great week. And Pat,
don't fuck yourself. Oh, yeah. I like when the ladies call in.
Now, again, and here it says it's 410, but I'm not going to quibble. You say
I'm tomato. Sure it is 412 somewhere.
It's on a couple of different things. This says it's from the Lesson Zero soundtrack. And I know it was on one of his albums.
Walking with the Panther. Let me see. I'm going to see how long it is in my. Yeah, see, my version of it is 409.
What?
But we're going to let it go because it's a good song.
Okay. You got to hear the saxophone.
It's a
trumpet. Whatever. Basically, we have to find out where Wendy pirated this from. Obviously, she got a bootleg. The bonus 2 seconds.
Yeah, she downloaded it for free. Pay for your music, people.
Back to Cali, Cali. Cali, I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling.
Listen to that. 80s Def Jam bass.
Nice. The
top is down on the black Corvette. And it's why I calls it sitting on the beat.
So good. All right. Well, thanks. 330-81 Rocks is the number to call. If you have any show ideas or if you just want to tell Pat off, that's fine.
Yeah. I love that you do that. I always, every time you do that in every show, I forget that we do that. And every time I'm like, oh, what is this new segment? Oh, I love that. I hope we keep doing that.
Sometimes I'll do like a sneak attack on the Facebook page. Please like us on Facebook. Over 1,000 likes.
When did that happen? Just all of a sudden I looked and I was like, whoa. A
couple weeks ago. It was very exciting to go over the top.
Yeah. Thank you, people.
Like us there. And every once in a while I put up the call like, okay, call us up and tell us your take on this topic.
And follow us on Twitter, Rock Solid Show. That's where you're going to win some stuff. This week, the guys that won the John Waite autograph CDs were Scott Phillips and Jim Caldwell.
Wonderful.
So
people really do win on Rock Solid.
That's right.
Hey, can I go?
It's your turn.
This is a great Australian group called the Sleepy Jackson, and this is called Good Dancers. I think.
Like a George Harrison type guitar.
Totally, yeah.
We'll be right back.
heading down to the home stretch on So You Think You Can Dance. Do you guys like that? Sure.
Nope.
Oh, it's so good.
I have not seen it.
The Sleepy Jackson, it's this guy Luke Steele, but he used to play with this drummer who had narcolepsy that they called Sleepy Jackson. And they just kept after the band.
Terrific.
Nice.
Yeah. We're going to go with with an artist who used to be the leader of the Cars, on again, off again. Now he still is, whenever he feels like it. This is from Rick Ocasek's 1991 solo album called Fireball Zone, and this song is called Touchdown Easy.
Oh. So many ways to fill up 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
I know.
From LL Cool J to Rick Ocasek. Yes.
Produced by Nile Rodgers. Rick Ocasek.
Oh, love Nile Rodgers.
Yeah.
So great. Read that book. Nile Rodgers' book. Freak out.
And see, and then also take the summer of 2013 challenge. See if you can go through one day without hearing that song.
Get lucky.
Get lucky.
Yeah. Just try it. Did you see the Stephen Colbert Daft Punk?
No, that was one of those things that everyone was posting.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Did not click it.
That was great. Speaking of great, America's greatest band, probably in action. They are called Wilco, and this is from Sky Blue Sky, and it's called Leave Me Like You Found Me. It's a little palate cleanser, little catch your breath song here.
Oh, yeah.
From all the rocket.
Song doesn't even get going until 6, 7, 8. Oh. This isn't really 412 if you take off the opening five they didn't do anything on.
I'm going to lend those to LL Cool J.
Okay, yeah, good call.
Tighten up that cue, but love Wilco. Did I tell you when I saw him a couple weeks back, they brought out Nancy Sinatra for
no.
a couple of numbers? Oh, so good. She sang Bang Bang and Roots and Boots.
How's she look?
Looks great. Looks, yeah, very good.
Did and, she have boots on?
Sure, she did. And Ugg boots.
Mini skirt?
No, she didn't have
Ugg boots.
But, yeah.
Still have long hair?
Yeah, it's long, yeah, but she's holding it down. She looks good.
Some of those actresses and singers continue to keep that long hair no matter how old they get.
Yeah.
For example, like the woman who plays Ellie Mae, Clampett.
Oh, yeah, she's still got the ringlets going.
She's still got that same. She's like 80.
Rope belt. Wow.
Rope belt, easy access.
Jesus Christ. Talking about my grandmother.
Your grandmother's Ellie Mae?
Yeah.
Ellie Mae Belknap?
That was the that was that concert you kept posting like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Yeah. This happened. What was it? It was like,
oh, Jackson Browne came out with My Morning Jacket and right. did Late for the Sky. It was awesome.
Which then I pointed out on Facebook. It was like an episode of Rock Solid.
Exactly.
Came to life.
What venue was that?
That was Irvine Amphitheater.
And how did Jackson Browne sound?
He sounded great.
How does hair look?
Still has long hair.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Get in here, Jackson.
Easy access.
Welcome to Seaman Pond.
Contacted his people. They said he's working on a new album, but after that, so right. We'll see. Matt, I know you'll want to get a guest producer in for that show.
Yeah, I might have to.
Or maybe you
recuse
leave.
Myself.
Maybe you leave as a new fan of Jackson Browne.
Oh, could be. You never know.
All right. I'm going to keep it mellow too. I'm going to go with our guest from a couple weeks ago, John Waite. This is from the 1995 album that we talked about called Temple Bar, and this is a song called More.
Daddy left and mama cried, got a passport for the blues, didn't share their hometown point of view, 'cause I need more.
stairs with one foot in the door of the house of truth that's burnt down to the floor.
You made that guy's damn day when you were the way that you loved his later
loved his later music.
Really
all John Waite music, all Babies, all Bad English, all John Waite solo, all available on iTunes.
Nice.
Just so you know that.
I think this is my last tune.
Right.
So this is an Irish group that really is trying to sound American. They love the American sound. And how long is this one? 4 months. It's 412.
It's 412.
Maybe
is that what the short-term memory loss you're
exactly,
talking about?
Yeah. Maybe take it, I don't know, about three-ish or something, because it's a great song, but like there's, I really love like the last verse, but I forgot to figure out when that starts. But they're called The Thrills, and this is called Nothing Changes Round Here.
Changes Round.
That wasn't the exact section, but that was a very nice selection for that song.
Very nice. Yeah. I have three more. We're not going to play all three, so we're going to say apologies to the Knack for the song Frustrated.
Oh.
Going to get rid of that one. And here's my thing. I want to play this next song, but I don't want it to be the last song I play. Yeah. So I'm going to play both of these real quick, and then Matt can play us out.
I can pick one more.
So we'll play this one, then Gary, then this other one, and then Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the last time Steve Perry was with Journey was in 1996.
Oh.
And they recorded an album called Trial by Fire. And the last time you ever heard Steve Perry with Journey was on this song, because this was the last track on that album. And this is called I Can See It in Your Eyes.
Too bad. I used to love you, girl. I don't care no more about your fears. No. Your lips and all your sex will. Do you got another lover now? Do you think it's me fooling now? No, no. Oh, I can see it in your eyes. Ever since you walked away, said your last goodbye.
After hearing it, don't like it.
But it's amazing. He does not sound like himself.
No.
Sounds pretty bad. Band doesn't really sound like Journey.
Nope. Don't really care for it now that I hear it.
What year was that?
96.
Wow.
And how long was that?
No. That was 4:11 and a half. If you steal it, it's a little longer.
Yeah. It is, but
if it's 5 seconds longer, you can hear the door slamming as Steve Perry walks out of the
I'm done.
Yeah. But as a historical footnote, it's very
that's the only reason I wanted to play it.
Here's a song from the mid-80s. It's I didn't like really take it or leave it at the time, but hearing it now, I was like, oh, what a great tune that was. And it turns out I found out in later years, this guy wrote some great tunes for the Edgar Winter Group, such as Frankenstein, such as Free Ride.
Rick Derringer? Is this Rick Derringer?
This is Mr. No. Dan Hartman.
Oh.
And I Can Dream About You.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I remember the song.
Yeah.
Was this from the Streets of Fire soundtrack?
It might have been on there.
That's 80s, but I do not mind that.
Yeah.
No more timing. Each tear that falls from my eyes.
I have never in my life known who sang this.
Oh, really?
This is a revelation to me.
Yeah, it's Dan Hartman.
I probably thought it was Hall & Oates.
Yeah, it does sound Hall & Oates-y.
I can just see the dance I would do this. I'd say, like, two steps to the left, spin, and go back.
Nice. You know how to hold.
Is he an African American gentleman?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'm glad we played that now because educational for Matt, and we got to hear about your dance career.
Yeah, I love dancing.
If this album cover is him, I do not think he is African American. It's hard to tell, but
it's hard to tell.
Is that him?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, you know why? Because in the Streets of Fire video, I think somebody lip syncs it.
Yeah, yes, you're right. An African American guy lip syncs it.
Looks like Idris Elba from Pacific Rim.
Whoa. From The Wire.
The Wire? Have I played that song by Haim?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Gary.
I'm out of it. I saw Pacific Rim last night. That hit the spot. That was good.
Yeah, I like Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Did Preston go to that?
Yeah.
Did he like it?
Loved it.
Big
loved
robots
it.
And monsters.
Robots versus aliens. Come on.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, my last song is a band I play a lot. I played a lot in the past. I haven't played them for a while, though. But this is Foo Fighters.
Nice.
And dropping in at 128. And I think we can all agree that this is great. Song is called DOA. I love it.
So it's if you're going to play this time game, maybe you could see like which time has the best songs, maybe, and have like a little.
Wow, that would be that would be a lot of work.
That takes work. Yeah,
I have about 32,000 songs in my iTunes.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But it's it's probably in the threes.
Yeah,
but it's.
I mean, the best song's probably in the threes.
Yeah, probably. Who knows?
My brother got so mad when he found out I had that many songs in my iTunes. Why do you have that many songs? I got like 400. I go, yeah, you don't like anything.
400?
I know.
Yeah. What the fuck?
250 of those
couldn't
are...
couldn't even fill an original iPod.
I know. It's just like, it's crazy the things my family get angry at. You couldn't possibly listen to all those. No, not at one sitting. No one could.
But you have heard every single one of them at least once. That's pretty incredible.
And then I tried to explain. Well, I have a lot of, I have a bunch of Who Live albums. I have like 10 or 12 Who Live albums. So, you know, that eats up some of those songs.
All of your Fish concerts.
I didn't say I have 28,000 original.
You don't have to explain yourself to us, Pat. Yeah. We're not your family.
Music fans, no.
Hey, well, thanks everybody.
My parents are not only not, my family's not only not a fan of music, they're not a fan of me. Matt, what do you got?
We love you, Ben.
I'm having a really hard time deciding between the super, super obscure rap song from the early 90s and a very popular rap song from the mid 2000s.
How about Going Back to Cali, the 4 minute, the ultra mix, the 4 minute, 12 second version?
So will I take it you've ruled out Boom, 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 Let's Go Back to My Room by Paul LaCroix?
I have.
Because I pulled a few extras in case, because Matt needs to have his play on.
Well, there's also Cream by Wu-Tang Clan, which you pulled for me, but that's a great song, but we're not gonna play that.
Dollar Bill, y'all.
Where's it gonna play this? I think this is from 1993, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have a date on it, but let me see actually if it says, if I pull it up. This song, I guarantee no one's ever heard this. Remember in the early 90s, Gary, you might remember, there was like a big thing of like having like leaders of the new school, and then like Wu-Tang Clan was part of it too. It's like rap groups that were just a lot of guys.
It was like a collective.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There was there's a bunch of them. Souls of Mischief. Sure. Anyway, these dudes didn't really break through. Their name is hilariously bad. Rumpelstiltskins. Sure. Not Rumpelstiltskins.
Not Rumpelforeskin.
No, it's Rumpelstiltskins. Okay. With a Z at the end.
Sure.
And I think the skin, I think they were talking about skins, like that was a slang term for like
money.
I think it was for like getting women to have sex with you, like,
right.
You know, hitting skins. That was
gotcha.
Anyway, so I don't know what they're rumpled. They're rumpled until the skins come along, and then they're like, well, I gotta iron this shirt.
Smart enough.
The skins are coming.
But, okay, what's the obscure song you're thinking about?
Anyway, this song, I think it's pretty awesome, but it's like the only song I don't even know another song these guys did. it's called, I think it's from the album, What is a Rumpelstiltskin? And I don't think they ever really adequately answered that question, but this is Attitudes. Check this out.
All right.
Attitude is madness. Attitude is personality. Attitude is flexibility. Attitude is wrong. Attitude is talk. Attitude is ways and actions. Actions and ways. Attitude is the rub. I'm the one. The kids that get the job done. Refuse to jump around and round and get the burnt one. But the whole boys, they got to get out of the misfit. Teeth grit. But your shit don't mean shit. Prostitute the backs and flip. Mold. Although I'm only XTOs. Beware of the folder when I'm shining like gold. Get fold. I'm a slipper into dangerous mode.
Here comes the nail when I deal with the aspect of a moment. My attitude swells and a phone can't cop. The please don't freeze lyrics. I run the siege. I'm known as a lust. When I rhyme, so be pleased. Bad boy, big mouth. I snap your waist off with a bird's go. When the weather gets kinda cold. Using instructive tongue or you get flunk. As I boot out my burner when I flamed up your butt. Knowing that you're one who pays a quick cop. But I won't stop cause the shine out just took your spot.
Place! Sounds come again, I need a elbow space. I got mass stress hanging off my waist. That's attitude, I'm in the mood to be rough. Number one, don't niggas is pussy. Time to hump, I'm getting ready for the skin. Vocal sex, a flex, a drone bends. And shit ends, a legends and clips. I'm the last Mohican, heat seeking the bit. Hip hop